One of the most incredible things that's happening right now is that people are getting educated like never before on one topic after another as each attempted scam by the globalists of the deep state explodes in their faces and wakes people up. It's almost like a red pill buffet. I mean, think about it. How many people really knew about the dangers of vaccines before they tried to push this vaccine? I mean, perhaps 3% of the country was, quote, anti-vaccine before all this. Now it's over 50% of the country is really opposed to these vaccines. How many people knew about bioweapons, biological terrorism, the secret funding, the NIH funding, Fauci, Francis Collins, Peter Daszak, EcoHealth Alliance, Ralph Baric, the Bat Lady in China? How many people knew about all that before 2020? And the answer is almost no one. And now, boom, you know, it's out. Now it's common knowledge. People have been educated, red-pilled on these topics. And what about Ukraine? The American people knew nothing about Ukraine, you know, by and large, until recently. And in just the last few weeks, people getting red-pilled on Ukraine like never before. We're finding out the links between Ukraine's corrupt oligarchs and Hunter Biden and the children of other U.S. senators and, you know, former top-level federal decision makers and so on. People are learning the truth about the history of Zelensky, you know, the president of Ukraine, and how he was a puppet, an actor, a TV show actor, who was actually put in place to read teleprompter scripts and to perform speeches written for him by people in the United States and the UK and so on. How many people even had any understanding about the importance of Russia in growing food, creating fertilizer, and providing energy to the world? Very few people had that kind of knowledge. I remember the first time I was talking about natural gas, creating fertilizer, you know, through the Haber chemical process, and then fertilizer being, of course, necessary to grow food, and how half the world's population is dependent on fossil fuel-created fertilizer, you know, in order to not starve. The first time I talked about that, people, the reaction was, huh? What? What? Why are you geeking out on us? What's all this chemistry stuff? Now, common knowledge. I see many other writers and journalists and alt-media TV hosts talking about those very concepts. It's become mainstream. And now that these are mainstream topics, people are digging into this like never before. You know, mainstream corporate media does not engage in journalism. It's just propaganda. They just parrot the lies and the bias of the regime. The real journalism is taking place in the alternative media or independent media, of which, of course, I am a part, and many others. I mean, we in the independent media are the best researchers. You know, look at the video documentaries on InfoWars by Greg Reese or John Baum. Aren't they just incredible? Greg Reese is doing some of the best work today that, frankly, is on the level of 60 freaking minutes from the 1980s. I mean, that level of actual journalism, you know, when 60 Minutes was doing real investigations, that's what Greg Reese is doing today, and John Baum, and Owen Schroyer, and so many other people who are digging into these, you know, the truths about these situations. And I'm thinking about Anne Vandersteel, and she's got a show on Brighteon.tv, and she's having guests and doing amazing journalism, deep dives into subjects that are just mind-blowing. Dr. Lee Merritt interviewing Dr. Carrie Madej recently and talking about how developing unborn babies, you know, in the embryonic stage with vaccinated mothers, those babies are actually growing non-human tissues because their genes have been altered. I mean, this is bombshell stuff. And the so-called mainstream media doesn't do any of this research. They are obsolete. They do nothing but lie. That's why the New York Times had to come out now and admit that they lied all along about Hunter Biden's laptop. And sure enough, it was real all along. And that the New York Post was correct when they unleashed that bombshell. But of course, the entire left-wing, corporate-run, deep state-run media in the run-up to the 2020 election, they lied and they said that Hunter Biden's laptop story was Russian disinformation, and the laptop wasn't real. It was all a hoax created by conservatives and Trump supporters working with Russia. And that's been their lie the entire time. You know, they said Trump was handed the election by Russia. All a lie. And now, of course, anybody who doesn't like Biden is said to be a Russian agent or secret Russian operative. It's funny because the Democrats are actually the ones who love the Soviet Union and communism, which, of course, Russia isn't quite the same today as the Soviet Union was. But it's been the Democrats who did deals with Russia this entire time. Uranium One with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and so on. Robert Mueller, look at his history. So the American people are getting educated like never before. Eyes wide open. Mass awakening is taking place. And it's almost as if every scheme that they try to push on us actually just ends up red-pilling a bunch of new people. I talk to people right now who, a year and a half ago, they were all in with the vaccines and the masks and, you know, the Biden administration. They voted for Biden. They loved all that stuff. Today, they've been red-pilled. Today, they're buying gold and iodine, you know, getting prepped for nuclear war. They don't believe anything they read in the mainstream media anymore. That's the other thing, is the media has just committed credibility suicide through this entire thing. And the cherry on top is USA Today coming out and saying that Rachel Levine, a biological man, is a woman of the year. That's like the top prize of lunacy and idiocy and lies, to tell you that a man is a woman. It's like saying, you know, up is down, or that the sky is green and the grass is blue, you know, or that water is dry and sand is liquid. A man is a woman, and a woman can create sperm, they say. It's just incredible. But this is what happens in the end of empires that are about to fall, and that's what we're witnessing. This is the end. We are in the final chapter. So recognize the collapse is imminent. The collapse of not just the stock market, not just the dollar, the collapse of the entire American empire and the mountain of lies upon which it has been built by these enemy occupying forces that rigged the election and stole America from the American people. See, the American people, that's the real America, and real America is not evil and twisted like these occupiers that are using the power of America in order to enrich themselves and declare war on humanity and try to destroy this country. But real America is awakening like never before, the American people, and real America will survive this, and we will rebuild. After these criminals are arrested and thrown in prison for life and dismantled and their systems are totally shut down, big tech, big media, big pharma, big government, all of it, big finance, all a massive scam, and it's all going down because they are destroying themselves. So stay tuned. There's a lot more to come. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com.